So as it relates to Raid, one of the ideas that have come up so much here in Perek Shvu Shtayim Basra, it's also an idea that comes up so much in Maseches Nedarim, something that anyone that's ever learned a little bit of Gemara is familiar with, is the idea of Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai. And what emerges from all the Gemaras is that when the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kof Aleim Har Kigigas, when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, they didn't just say, yes, we will be Mekabel the Torah, but they swore. They made a Shvuah. And that Shvuah is a regular halachic Shvuah that's governed by the Dinim here in Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra. The Gemara uses it, for example, as a makar for why it is that a person who would make a shvua that he'll be mevatel a mitzvah, or he'll make a shvua that he'll be mekayim a loisa say, the shvua is not going to be chal, and the reason is because we as Yidden are already mushba'im va'imdim. We already made a shvua that will be mekayim mitzvahs. We already made shvuas that we won't be overlaven, etc., etc. The point is that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they did so with a shvua, and a shvua that has regular halachic significance. The question is, where in the Torah do you find that the Yidden made the shvua? You could be mavasedra again and again and again with the Targum, and you're not going to find a mefurish apostate that says that Klai Yisrael at the foot of Har Sinai didn't just say, yes, we're going to be Mekabel the Torah, but they swore as well. So something that Zil Kari Beirav, something that permeates the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh, yet not something that at first glance would seem to have a mefurish makar in the Torah. And if that's the case, it's Einoy Emer Eladar Sheini. How do we know that Klai Yisrael made a shvur? Now, in Kabbalah, he nekabel. But the question is there a makar anywhere in the Torah? There would seem to have to be one for this idea of shvur sasina. And the truth is, the definitive maramakim as it relates to this question is a Medrash Rabbah. It's in Parshas Nosoi. It's Tes Memvav. So the Medrash over there is darshaning the Parish of Zoyta, which of course is mentioned in Parshas Nosai. The Pasuk says, V'hishpia oisa hakoyin, says the Medrash, that even though literally it's referring to the Shvuah that the Zoyta would make when she was brought into the Beis HaMikdash to drink for the Mayim HaMe'oririm, but says the Medrash, homiletically, Zeh Shvuah Shehishpiyam Sheyikayim Wazatayr. The Koyin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia oisa her. It's referring to Knesset Yisrael. And the Shvuah was Sheyikaimu Asatayr. Says the Medrash, how do I know that when the Yidden were at Har Sinai, they swore? What's the makar to this pshat in Vehishpia Isa HaKoyin? Kemod HaTema. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Hinei dam habris ashekores Hashem v'goymer ve'ein bris b'loy Shvuah. And there's no such thing as a bris b'loy Shvuah. Says the Medrash, the pasuk says that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they entered a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there was a covenant, if there was a bris, by definition there had to be a shvuah, because ein bris b'loy shvuah. Now, where do you find that the Yidden were mekabel a bris at Har Sinai? So that's already psukim in the Torah. Now, interestingly, these psukim are not in Parshas Yisro, which is the Ikka Parsha Maimed Har Sinai, but rather they're in Parshas Mishpatim, at the very, very end of Parshas Mishpatim. So we know so much about the beginning and the middle of Parshas Mishpatim that sometimes we don't get a chance to make it to the end. But really, the end of Parshas Mishpatim is the sequel to Parshas Yisroi. In fact, it's one of the parshias in the Torah that are ein muktim u'me'uchav ha-Torah, and a lot of what's happening in the end of Parshas Mishpatim happened before Kabbalah Satorah. It happened before what's the middle of Har Sinai. But either way, if you look at those psukim, so the psukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu called the Yidden, he told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering them the Torah. Vayomru kol ha-dvarim asher dibra Hashem nasa. Then the pasuk says, Vayichtav Moshe kol divrei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the divrei Hashem. He built the mizbeach. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim. They were karbonos. Moshe Rabbeinu took half of the dam of these karbonos. Vayosem ba'agonos. He did some form of Kabbalah. He put them into some keli. Vechatzi adam zorek al mizbeach. And the other half, he spritz on the mizbeach. This is what we need. Then the pasuk says, Vayikach sefer abris. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer HaBris. So what was this? Rashi says, it's Mi Bereshis Van Matan Torah. Everything that had happened from Bereshis Bar Elokim until that point was written. And that Sefer is referred to as Sefer HaBris. Vayikra ba'oznei ha'am, vayoymru koil asher dibar Hashem nase v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe Sadam, then he took the dam, vayizrek ala'am, vayoymer hinei dam HaBris asher koras Hashem imochem al kol advar ma'ilo. So two mentions over here of this pasuk of HaBris. Number one, the Torah is referred to as the Sefer HaBris. Number two, the dam that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to spritz on the Yidin is referred to as the dam HaBris, quote, asher koras Hashem imochem al kol hadvar ma'ilo. So it's mefurish in the Torah that when the Yidin were mekabel the Torah, they weren't just mekabel the Torah, but there was a krisas bris. Says the Medrash, oh, there was a krisas bris, ein bris b'lo shvua. By the way, a makar to this idea of ein bris b'lo shvua, we're going to learn this together be'ezus Hashem after Shvuas in Chumashir. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, after Avram Avinu's encounter with Avimelech, al kein karol amokam ahu be'er shava, kisham nishpa'u shneyem. The next pasuk, Vayichrisu bris bever shava. And the Rishonim say, this is a makar to this idea. There were two things that happened. Sham nishba'u shneim, Vayichrisu bris bever shava, because ein bris b'lei shvua. The two always came together. So anytime you find the bris, pick your bris. There's some element of shvua. There's an idea of ein bris b'lei shvua. And being that that's mefurish in the Torah, that the Yidin entered a bris, memel there was a shvua. Now just to understand this a little bit better, a bris is a covenant, it's a pact. It's a two-sided agreement where I say I'm going to do this and you say you're going to do that. It's not just I say and you say. I swear and you swear. And the oimik of bris is associated with shvua. That's where the mushba va'oimed mehar Sinai was. Just to understand this even one tefach deeper. And that is, we know in the Torah there's a teichecha. Parshas Bechukaisa is another Teichah, Mishnah Torah. We'll get to that in a second. But we know there's a Teichah. Pashit, what's the Teichah? The Teichah is just the rules and regulations of how the system works. You're a Yid. You have an obligation to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. If you do, this char. And if you don't, Rachmana Litzlan, there's Einish. And the Teichah is just the detail of how exactly the Einish would be manifest and exactly how it would spiel Zechais. But the truth is, if you look in this Medrash and you look in different places in the Rishonim, there's a little bit of an oimik. And the oimik is that once upon a time, if people entered a bris, they would make a shvua as well, in bris b'lo shvua. But there were two types of such brisois, or two types of shvuas. There were shvuas that were known as shvuas ha'Allah, and then there were shvuas that were known as just regular shvuas. This is an idea that happens a lot in Tanakh, so it's kedai to be familiar with this. A shvuas ha'Allah was where I swear, and not only do I swear, but Rachmana Litzlan, the person that's swearing is mekabel the repercussions and the consequences of what's going to be if he doesn't live up to his end of the deal. So two people can be at some closing, at some sort of agreement. They can be keres bris. Top of that is a shvua, which sounds like it was automatic. Ein bris b'lei shvua. And then they can double down. They can up the ante. And they could say, not only are we making a bris, mitash shvua, but this shvua is going to be a shvua sa'Allah. The soita swore, the shpia isa ha'koyin, it was a shvuas ha'Allah. And that same medrash that says that the shpia isa ha'koyin, homiletically, is referring to the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia klai yisrael at Har Sinai, says the medrash, this shvua wasn't just a regular shvua, but just like the shvua of the soita, the Torah says is a shvuas ha'Allah, it's a shvua that comes along with, if not, be weird. The Shvua of Har Sinai was the same way, and that is the Teichecha. The Teichecha is not the real Schar Einish, because really the Schar Einish is in the next develop, right? Schar Mitzvah Baya Maleka, and to a degree, Einish Mitzvah Baya Maleka as well. The Nekud is something else. The Shvua was a Shvua, so Allah, that's what the Teichecha is. So again, it's just framing a little bit. Mushbav Aymed Har Sinai, we was the Shvua, it's enough in the Medrash Rabbah. It was the bris that the Yidim were Mekabel and the Parshas Mishpatim, which is really a Hemshech to Parshas Yisroi, when the Yidim were Mekabel. The Torah, there was a bris, ein bris b'lo shvua, and this wasn't just an ordinary shvua, it was a shvua to Allah. Hence, that's exactly what the Teichecha was. But the truth is, in today's daf, shvua is daf choftes, it was mevur that the Yidden didn't just swear that they would keep the Torah once, they swore that they would keep the Torah a second time. And that second time was in Arvas Moyav. Gemara said, Toshma, v'cheimotzinu kishishpia Moshe es Yisrael, and that shvua is referring to Arvas Moyev, kimavua v'gemara. So there was a second shvua. So what exactly was that second Shvuah? And really, a better question is, what exactly was Arvas Moav, right? You hear this term thrown around, Arvas Moav. What was Arvas Moav? Now, the truth is, we shouldn't say so loud that we don't know what Arvas Moav is, because it's not just Psukim in the Torah, it's not just a parish in the Torah, it's the whole Dvarim, literally. The fifth of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah is Arvas Moav, right? So, the fifth of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah is Sefer Dvarim. What exactly is Sefer Dvarim? Mishneh Torah, it's Chazara, right? Chazara, Chazara, Nachamol Chazara. Yeah, a little bit. There's definitely Chazara. That's why it's called Mishneh Torah. But the truth is that Sefer Dvarim begins as follows. Eila ha-Dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. These are the Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu told all of Klal Yisrael. Where did he tell it to them? Be'ivra Yardin. Ba-Midbar, Ba-Arava, Moel Suf, Ben-Paran, Uvein Teufel, V'Lov of the Chatzeroids, V'Dizahav. So the Pasuk goes into great detail to explain the geography of exactly where these Dvarim were recounted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk continues describing it. Achat Aser Yoim Mechayrev, 11 days from Chayrev, Derech Har Seir, in the direction of Har Seir, Ad Kodesh Barnea, Vahi Bar Bot Shana, Ba'ashtei Aser Chodesh, Be'echod LaChodesh, Diber Moshe, Al B'nei Yisrael, Chayla Shatsiv HaShem Moshe Elokim. It was in the 11th month of the year, which was Chodesh Shvat, Be'echod LaChodesh, Shchodesh Shvat, when Moshe Rabbeinu said everything that he said. When did it happen? Achrei HaKoisei Esichoy Melech HaMoyri Asher Yoshev B'Cheshbon, Ves Oig Melech HaBoshan Asher Yoshev B'Ashtoris Bedrei, Be'ever HaYardin, Be'eretz Moav, Hoyo Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Azoy Slimer. So it's five psukim, it's a little bit wordy, very confusing, but at the end of the day, in short, Eila HaDvarim, Sefer Dvarim, is Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. He began telling it to them on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He concluded telling it to them B'yoyim P'tirasai, which was Zayin Adar. So this whole story went from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until Zayin Adar, do the math. So it's 37 or so days. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Everything we're going to find in Sefer Dvarim. Where did it happen? So there's a lot of geographical points that I mentioned, but the last pasuk says it very succinctly. Be'ever hayarde be'eretz Moav. You want to know in courts, it was in the land of Moav, what's known in Teresh Baal Peh as Arvos Moav. So Arvos Moav is where Mishneh Torah, it's where Sefer Dvarim took place. So what's happening in Sefer Dvarim? So a lot of Sefer Dvarim is just Chazara. It's not what it is. When Moshe Rabbeinu was chazering over a lot of the mitzvahs, now there's a lot of Dvarim Shenes Chachu Behem Ki Yodua. And that's very much what's going on here in Sefer Dvarim. Additionally, in Sefer Dvarim, you find a lot of mitzvahs that are not mentioned previously in the Torah. You could ask Yedidenu Reb Ali, and he'll tell you that in Sefer Dvarim, you're going to find mitzvahs that are mentioned in the other Chumshei Torah, but there are shinuyim. In fact, he wrote a whole Sefer on this inyan, Ayin Chum. But the point is, there's a lot happening in... If the Sefer was available for public sale, I'd give it more of a plug, but I know it's not yet, so... I'm saying it a little bit more cryptically, but you'll have to guess which alley I'm referring to and what the name of the Sefer is. But the bottom line is a whole Sefer on Mishneh Torah. But the truth is a lot of Dvarim Chadashim that I mentioned in Sefer Dvarim as well. A lot of things that Moshe Rabbeinu felt was important to implement and to institute literally Ba'achris Yomov before he was going to depart from the Yidden and before the Yidden were going to Eretz Yisrael. One of the things that happened is Moshe Rabbeinu chazed over the Teichacha. Right? That's why we have two Teichachas. We have the Teichacha in Parshas Bechukosai and then we have the Teichacha in Parshas Kisava. What was the oimek of Moshe Rabbeinu chazering over the Teichacha? So now we understand all about what the Teichacha is, we can appreciate the oimek of it. The oimek of the second Teichacha is because there was a second Shvuah. And the reason there was a second Shvuah is because there was a second bris. So Klal Yisrael, when they were Mekabel the Torah, right after they left Har Sinai, after they left Mitzrayim, after they finished counting Sefiras HaOmer. So right then and there, they were Mekabel the Torah. And they were Mekabel with a bris and with a Shvuah, with that Teichacha, the Shvuah Sa'ol. That would repeat itself a second time 40 years later, this time in Arvas Moav. There was a second bris, which came along with a second Shvuah, which hence came along with a second Teichacha, a second Shvuah Sa'ol. And the truth is, that bris Ein Muktem Umuche Batoira is mentioned very much in detail in a small parish in the Torah, Parashas Nitzavim. How does Parashas Nitzavim begin? Atem Nitzavim Ayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Rosheichem Shifteichem Zekneichem Vishaitreichem Kolish Yisrael Tabchen Nisheichem Vigerach Hashem Bekerem Machenechem Mechoyte Beisach Hashem Memechem. Right, all the Yidin are here. Vayisyatzvu Betach Tesahar. Right, it's not Betach Tesahar, it's an Arvus Moed. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. What's the purpose? Lo Avrecha Bevis Hashem Elokeicha Uve Alosoi Asher Hashem Elokeicha Kiris Imcha Yoyim. Because we're going to make another bris, which is going to come with another Allah. Allah, yeah, because in bris below Shavua, and the Shavua is going to come with another. This is Mamash Pshutei Shalmikra. So what's happening over here in the beginning of Nitzavim is there's another bris. Laman Hakem Ois Chayoyim Loi La'am. Vehu Yeh L'chol Elokim Kasha Dibalach V'kasha Nishbala B'Yisecho L'Avram L'Yitzchuh L'Yakov. And by the way, V'lo Yitcham L'Vatchem. This is Mamash like our Sinai. Anoichi Kuris Es Abrus Azois V'Esal Azois Ki Emes Asher Yeshnoi Poyimanu Oymed Ayoyim Lefnei Hashem Alekeinu V'Esasher Anenu Poyimanu Ayoyim. This is really something that's going to be negay everybody. So there was a second bris. This second bris was in Arvus Moav. And by the way, just to bring out the point very stark, right after the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavoy, so the Pasuk says, Eile Divrei HaBris, HaShatziv HaShem Es Moishe Lichrois Es B'nei Yisrael Be'eretz Moav, Milvad HaBris HaShakaras Itam B'chayrif. There were two brisos, and that meant there were two shvuos, which came along with the two alois, the two toichachas. So really, mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, of course, but there was a second shvua that Klal Yisrael made as a nation, and that shvua took place in Arvus Moav. So we always talk about mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, about it's true, but you should know, in addition to the mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, there was also another mushba v'oimed, and that mushba v'oimed took place in Arvus Moav. The truth is, the Rishonim ask Akasha, Tosfos in Shabbos Tapeches Amud Aleph asks his kasha, and the Rishonim in different places, the Mordechai right here in Masechta Shavuos, the Amiram Rutenberg in Atshuva, the Gedolei Rishonim, they all asked that we know that when Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, they were Mekabel the Torah B'kvia. It was Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. Ad Kedei Kach, Amar Rava and Shabbos Peches Amar Aleph, Mikan Moida Rabalei Raisa. Being that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, they did it at gunpoint. So it's, for that reason, if the Yidden would come with a Tainas Oines, and they would say, listen, we were never really willingly Mekabel the Torah, we weren't given much of a choice. We had no free will. Mikan Moida Rabalei Raisa would be a legitimate Tainas. Stating that, Afal Pikein Zog Te Gemara, Hadir Kebluah B'meach HaShverish. B'meach HaShverish, the Mekabel Torah, the Tzimtzveit, Fregen, the Rishonim, Afal Pikein Hadir Kebluah B'meach HaShverish, Afal Pikein Hadir Kebluah B'Arvus Moav. When the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah the first time, so that was Taka, Kofalim, Harkigigas. They were by a mountain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain, he put it on top of them, and really didn't give them much of a choice. The Melech considered a Kabbalah Ba'inis, and being that it's considered a Kabbalah Ba'inis, so Mikan Moidor Rabbele Reis. And by the way, even though they swore, it's a Shavuah Zayinsin, Ein Kam Mekoyim Laharach. But the point is, good, that makes everything that happened to be a Kabbalah Ba'inis, and therefore, if a person wanted to come with a Taina, Mikan Moidor Rabbele Reis. But what about Arvus Moav, Fregen der Rishonim? In Arvus Moav, there was no mountain. There was no Kaf Aleim Har Kegiges. Not only that, it wasn't even Debishta talking. It wasn't this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. This was a whole different Indian. And Afal Pigan, it sounds like the Yidden said Nasav and Ishma. And it sounds like it happened without a Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. Right? Klar, our Gemara talks about the merit of the Shvua. It was a real Kabbalah, L'chayra. So to the extent it was a real Kabbalah, Makshim HaRishonim Kushya Neflav Atzum. You have to use Nor Chumash to know this Kasha. And that is, Hadir Kiblua B'meach HaShverish, why not Hadir Kiblua B'Arvus Moav? So the Mordechai quotes the Marama Rutenberg, who brings a teretz b'shem Dari, that said, quote, the Hasam Nami Yureya Me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, Arvus Moav, they were also afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Yaviim LeEretz Yisrael. Maybe the Eibush is not going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, Shehoyu Lem Likonis Balalter. Because really, the Yidden was supposed to have gone into Eretz Yisrael right away, and they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael right away. So now something's a little fishy. Something's a little bit off. Maybe we're not going to make it. I mean, think about it. It's 40 years later. How many Yidden had already died in the Midbar at this point? And now the Yidden are saying, so the Eibush is telling us, you know, be mekabel, be shvua, be Allah, make a bris. I hear, not so sure this is something I want to do. But then again, I'm probably going to end up like my brethren. I'm going to be buried somewhere in a grieb in the Midbar. And it's not something that they thought was something they wanted right now. So as a result, they went ahead and they were mekabel the bris, and as a result, they made a shvua sa'ala with the ganze ganzkeit. Of a said deri, all the rishonim called this. This was also considered ba'onis. The reason it was also considered ba'onis is because they were worried shema lo yaviim l'eretz yisrael shayilam likanes ba la'alter. Dover nifla, that the rishonim say. Now the truth is that really this whole thing needs to be understood a little bit better, right? I mean, first of all, if Kabbalah Satera was a Kabbalah Satera ba'oinus, to the point that the Gemara says, Mikamu doi rabba doi raisa. So the Kabbalah was ba'oinus, which means the Shvua was ba'oinus. So what does the Gemara mean when it always says, Mushba va'im me'ar Sinai? Right, it's a very, very stark kasha. It's a serious kasha. What does the Gemara always mean? Mushba va'im me'ar Sinai. That Shvua. So you want to tell me it was Hadi Kablu b'me'ach HaShverish? That's fine. So then we're Mushba va'im me'ach HaShverish. We're not a Mushba va'im me'ar Sinai. And by the way, where b'me'ach HaShverish do you even find that the Yidah made a Shvua? There was a Shvua. Ala Rishonim on a Mitzdarim. Where was it shaykh to make a Kabbalah b'me'ach HaShverish that would bind us all these generations later? Also a very stark akasha. But a shvua, where was the shvua? But more negel in yoneinu, what was the tachlis of the shvua of Arvas Mayav? Bishloim, if it would have been beratzen. So you would say, okay, when the yidu were mekabel the Torah, b'yitzis mitzrayim, was kofleim harkigigis, okay, mekamoy de rabbele raisa, that whole kabbalah with the shvua, with the Allah, was all ba'inis. But over here, l'chayra, you're telling me this is also ba'inus. So if this is also ba'inus, then my ahanu rabbanu b'takantayu. What exactly did we find in? Again, if this was beratzen, okay, that would be the answer. But the Rishonim are all meichiach from the Gemara that says, Hadi kiblu b'me'ach HaShverish, that vayis dois ad y'me'ach HaShverish, this wasn't the case. And if this wasn't the case, l'chayr, this is something that's very, very tzarechin. So I'm just putting it out there as a kasha, tzarechin, placing Shvus Arvas Mayav. If the Kabbalah was a Kabbalah ba'oinis, how do we always say Mushba v'ayim me'ar Sinai? How did Klai Yisrael as an Am be mekabel the Torah again b'me'ach HaShverish? Was there a Shvua? Then it should be Mushba v'ayim me'ach HaShverish. You don't even find that Shvua. There's a lot here that's being left unanswered. Again, Tein l'chachem yech gemoy. This is Dvarim ha'imdim beruma shalaylam. Really, the answer to this comes from learning Chumash and learning Rishonim. So this is not an achronish shmuz. This is very much a chazal and a Rishonim de geshmuz. Definitely something that needs to be understood.